Haiti will not be destroyed was the chant for the 100 or so people who marched up North Miami Avenue in Little Haiti. Many marched not only to commemorate the destruction of their motherland, but the lives of lost family members, several of whom smiled from the fronts of T-shirts. Others celebrated the lives that were spared.
My niece, my cousin, they were under the rubble for 3 or 4 days. They were rescued after 4 days. They're okay right now, thanks to God.
Tony Gentineau is one of several people in Miami who worked for organizations that were instrumental in funneling aid to the country after the earthquake. Marlene Bastien helped organize the event.
It is extremely important to remember this day, to thank the American people and people around the world who stood together as one with Haiti.
Many of the marchers held signs, which prompted honking attention from cars that passed by. Before going to Mass at Notre Dame de Haiti, the group stopped for a few speeches. All stressed that there is still much to be done, not just in the rebuilding of the country, but in reforming immigration to allow family members still on the island into the states. In the meantime, the crowd called on anyone who would listen to remember. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.